Well, I think the Chinese consumers get wealthier. They have more money to invest. Most of their money are reinvested domestically, either in the real estate market or the equity market. And the foreign banks haven't really participated much in this investment craze. So I think by allowing these foreign banks to tap into this market, it provides additional source of revenue for these banks. And as the Chinese middle class continues to grow, there's a huge potential in this area.
Absolutely. Now, talking about these middle class, you know, individual investors here in China, they seem to be desperate for a place to put their money and see it appreciate in value. So how welcoming is the news to an average investor here? I'm assuming very good news.
Yeah, I think this is where foreign banks can actually provide some value because, you know, today, for instance, if an average investor would only buy Chinese stocks, They don't really participate in the bull market in the U.S. or in Japan. You know, the bull markets elsewhere are going on, but the Chinese consumers haven't been able to participate because of the lack of access to these markets, lack of expertise. And I would assume that these foreign banks can get a better access to these markets. They understand those markets better. So if they can hire some professionals who can help the Chinese investors to get their money out of China and buy some assets abroad, then we can get international exposure. So our assets will be diversified internationally.
Now, certainly a good thing for the investors, but what about the banks? I mean, what sort of challenges does all of this pose for Chinese banks and Chinese financial regulators in terms of supervision here?
Well, the challenge would be how would ensure that the Chinese banks could compete with these foreign banks. And I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I think they have different strengths and the weaknesses. I would assume that the Chinese consumers would trust Chinese banks more when it comes to domestic markets. And the foreign banks can make the claim that, you know, they understand the British markets or the American markets better. So if they can both do their job, our consumers would be saved better. So eventually, I think more market competition is a good thing. It's very beneficial for consumers. And the regulators just want to make sure that there's a level playing field for the domestic banks and foreign banks as well.